The Archdiocese of Boston has settled a wrongful death lawsuit against a priest who had a long affair with a woman and fathered two children with her. The Archdiocese also admits the priest was involved in her death. The settlement required the Archdiocese to issue a strong condemnation of sexual relationships involving priests. From member stations WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady Meyerhoff reports.
For the past 2 years, the Catholic Church in Boston has been shamed by sexual abuse scandals involving hundreds of priests and children. But many of the files released by the Archdiocese showed some priests also had inappropriate relationships with adults. One such case was that of Father James Foley. Church records show he told Cardinal Bernard Law in 1993 he had a long affair with Rita Perry and may have fathered two of her children. He also told Law he was with Perry on the night she died of an overdose. Cardinal Law sent Foley for counseling and then reassigned him. He never told the Perry family of Foley's involvement with their mother, but the family had suspicions.
It was incredibly shocking.
James Perry, who's 39, found out about a year ago that his biological father might be a priest.
The records were released to the media, and I happened to be home watching the television news, and there was enough information in the initial news stories that made us certainly wonder if this could have been our family. There was enough detail there that was made it seem all too familiar.
Later, paternity tests proved James and his sister Emily were fathered by Foley. The Perry family believed their mother, who was severely depressed, committed suicide in 1973. About a year ago, they learned Foley was with their mother when she took the drugs, but didn't immediately call for help. This prompted them to bring a wrongful death lawsuit. Yesterday, the Archdiocese agreed to pay an undisclosed amount to members of the Perry family and publicly admitted Foley's sexual relationship with Rita Perry and his involvement in her death. The district attorney has investigated the case and found the priest cannot be charged with a crime. Perry says his mother's affair was extremely harmful to his family, and he hopes this settlement brings to light the seriousness of sexual abuse of adults by priests.
We feel very strongly that this type of abuse is not only sexual, and it's not, you know, simply breaking of celibacy vows, but it's a clear-cut case of an abuse of power.
The Archdiocese released a written statement announcing the settlement and refused a request for an interview. As part of the settlement, the Archdiocese says it will, quote, vigorously enforce rules that prohibit sexual relations between a priest and anyone with whom they have a professional or pastoral responsibility. The phrasing of the statement is interesting, says Stephen Pope, associate professor of theology at Boston College, because it focuses on professional responsibility.
It's a sensitivity to the fact that there is a power dynamic in which the person who is vulnerable has to be protected and has to have rights, and that the person who has the power in the relationship has to be very cognizant of responsibilities pertaining to that role.
As part of the settlement, Cardinal Law will meet privately with the woman's four children. Foley was removed from ministry a year ago when his church file was made public by mistake, because his name is similar to a priest accused of child sexual abuse. The Perry family has requested Foley be defrocked. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.